New Day on 94.9. WSJM. It's the best way to get your day started.
8:12 on the Moody in the Morning Show. Ray Gustafson in the main chair for Pat Moody. Pat will be back on Thursday. He's off on the East Coast somewhere, joined by Sandy Lieberg. And it is Tuesday, last I checked, right, Sandy?
Is
that what it is? All right. And it's time for Living Gracefully with Woodland Terrace, and Mr. Todd Dougherty is in the studio. Good morning, Todd. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, even though it's cold and snowy out there. Did you have to brush off the car, or do you have a, you've got that heated underground parking thing going, don't you?
Oh, I wish I had that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it came with the 1930 farmhouse that I live in.
Yeah, is that what that is? Yeah. So, but yeah, a little bit on the cold side this morning, but we're going to warm things up a little bit and talk about assisted living and regulation. So kind of fill us in a little bit.
So I'd want to talk about this for a while, and I was hesitant to talk about it during political season because it's truly not a political topic, even though it involves the people that we know, that we vote for. So I chair the Regulatory and Legislative Committee for the Michigan Center for Assisted Living.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that I always try to educate, especially our residents' families and our residents, because there's things that are happening constantly kind of behind the scenes that unless it impacts you directly, you're totally unaware of it. So there's been quite a few quite a bit of legislation that's been introduced over the last couple of years that's slowly changing some of the things of assisted living regarding assisted living in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So assisted living is regulated on a state level for the most part. So each state's very different. So it's very confusing to families that are going between states.
Right.
Or if you have, you know, your loved one lives in Michigan, but you're from a different state. We get a lot of people that don't truly understand all the different idiosyncrasies of the different campuses when assisted living is in Michigan. So in Michigan, assisted living is truly a legal term. It is not defined by any laws or anything. So it's just a legal term.
Okay.
So we were in the process of trying to write legislation for Michigan that would define assisted living and kind of change the trajectory. So the rules that are in place are from 1982 and 1976.
Mm-hmm.
So things are slow to change. So we've been working the last couple of years on looking at those rules and kind of updating them because they're very outdated.
How so? Can you give me a couple of examples, I mean, or off the top of your head, or did I put you on the spot there?
So I'm trying to think. So we have forms that are from 1982 that if you actually look at the form, it does not, it's a very generic form, but it's required by the state that we use this form. So it's an assessment for a resident, but it asks things like their ability to operate within the community independently. We view that community being our property. The state views that community as the greater community. It's just some weird...
Right.
So that's specific to adult foster care. So adult foster care is one license in Michigan. Home for the aged is another license. And then unlicensed is another option in Michigan.
Okay.
So the adult foster care kind of is the whole spectrum of any adult. So it could be adults in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. It's not specific to seniors.
Okay.
So the rules for AFCs are looking at the adult foster care model, which isn't just specific to seniors. So it gets a little confusing when we're dealing 100% with seniors. It's asking some questions that really aren't relevant for someone 70,
right.
80, 90. It doesn't really address the dementia factors. So we have, you know, secured memory care units in both AFCs and home for the aged. The rules don't really address the age difference in the populations that we serve.
Okay.
So like for our AFC that we built in Coloma, in Portage, we had to put these weird locking doors that you could push the exit sign, and after 15 seconds of the alarm going off, the door is open.
Okay.
Well, this is a secured memory unit. It's not a real great idea for people with memory care issues to be able to get out the door that easily. It does provide us the 15 seconds, but that all goes back to the life safety code with fire. And so AFCs are under a different life safety code than home for the aged. So different locking mechanisms for the doors. Home for the aged, you can... secure in place, adult foster care, you have to exit the building for fire drills. So there's lots of weird things that just make each home, depending on the size, have very different rules.
I bet your form doesn't ask for a cell phone number if it's from 1982, does it?
It probably doesn't, yeah.
There's no form that says cell phone.
Yeah. So, or an email address, you know.
Right.
Not at all. So there are some forms that the state, you can ask the state for a waiver on the form and create your own form. And so as technologies are kind of moving way ahead of these state forms, you know, we have assessments that we go into a computer program and we enter all the information about a resident and it generates an assessment for that resident. Mm-hmm. Well, that assessment does not match the state form that was created in 1982. We can ask for waivers. In some cases, they give us waivers and sometimes they don't. When they know that a piece of legislation is being worked on, they're less likely to give you a waiver because the view is that it's going to be changing. But we, with our families, you know, as there are things that are happening, you know, we ask families to write letters to their local senators, the state senators, their state representatives. Assisted living truly is a nonpartisan issue. So when bills are passed, it's not that it's party line voted on. It's you know, people are working together on these bills.
That's good. That's a good thing.
It is great. So, yeah. You know, it's one of those things that we do ask our families to get involved in. We'll probably ask them to get involved with it more as we move forward, just as we see more things changing. Also, you know, one of the things we talk about every 2 years with the election cycle is we talk about how this could change on a national level. You know, all this takes is one bad incident, one bad news story for someone on the national level to be like, wait, we don't regulate assisted living on the national level? You know, this has happened several times where they've had hearings, successfully gone through the hearings without having, you know, national laws put into place. But it's something that we talk about every 2 year cycle with a new Congress in place about how that could impact us differently.
Now, do you think, Todd, though, I mean, if we put something in place on a national level, still with the exception, because each state and each area in the state is a little bit different, so you'd have to adapt those a little bit because not everybody's the same, right? You couldn't just have a blanket law that covers everybody across the nation, right?
So I think it would be really hard if we did try to have national laws that regulated assisted living. That doesn't mean that it won't happen.
Right.
Because I think a lot of people don't really understand the impact of, I mean, there's been people in Michigan that have written legislation and introduced it as bills that have, you know, said assisted living should, not realizing that assisted living is not a legal term. So if that had actually passed, there's like this steamroll effect that no one actually understands the impact that would have had. Kind of same on the national level, like not really fully understanding, you know, even within Michigan, like what exists in Detroit is very different than what exists in the UP. It's just radically different.
Right. Yeah. So, well, I applaud you on all the work that you're doing, Todd Dougherty, in Woodland Terrace, and that you're on these committees and trying to, push forward these, what's best for our senior citizens in the community. And so I applaud you for your hard work. And I mean, all the hours that you put in, combing through laws and stuff, it's got to be, I don't know how you have the patience to do that.
So my last homework was I read through 400 pages and it was a state-by-state review of what the rules and regulations are in each state. That was one of our homework assignments for the committee that I'm on, is to look at other states, because obviously it would make more sense to look at a state who's doing it right and has defined assisted living than to try to rewrite the entire thing. So it's kind of reading through all the different states and how they are set up to see which states or which pieces of state would make sense to look at closer when we're looking at Michigan.
Right.
So yeah, there's lots of fun reading involved too.
Yeah, fun reading.
Sounds like light reading.
Yeah.
Very light.
Well, Todd, if anybody has questions or anything, how can they get a hold of you or to find out more about Woodland Terrace?
Well, theterrace.com is the best place to go. This morning when I sat down in here, there's actually an article that popped up on my email from U.S. News and World Report that I will post onto our resource section, which talks kind of about this whole topic on a national level. I did not see it until I sat down, so I will post it after I leave here.
I actually
read it before I came on. So I will, WoodlandTerrace.com, all three of our campuses at Bridgman, Niles, and Coloma are there. You can fill out a form, you can call us directly, you can just pop in. Anytime.
And that's the cool thing, Sandy, about them, because they will always take the time to sit down if you've got questions. They're, submit something online or give them a quick call, and they'll even set up an appointment with you to sit down and just chat with you to make sure all of your questions are answered. That's what's the great thing about it. So that's Living Gracefully for this Tuesday. Todd, thanks for coming in and bringing us up to date. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Thank you.